Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang out with us because we've got General Paul Valley going to join us right after the break. And we're just going to discuss where this really started, how this really started, how responsible is China for all of this? I mean, think about it. They get through. I think we're way too dependent on them. I've been telling you that for quite some time now. And now what you see is some of the things that are happening. You have to admit, they don't care. It's not a matter of, they're not worried about your humanity or anybody's humanity for that matter. So, you know, one of the things I love to talk about is how whacked, you heard me, how whacked California is. And how we don't pay attention. And then you wonder why things go sideways. And then what happens is because of the pride that most of these Democrats in the legislature and other places here in California have, they'll never admit to anything wrong, to doing anything wrong, to misstating, misstepping, or even lying for that matter. A grandson of a terrorist won the California primary election. Yeah, you heard me. But it's not guilty by association necessarily. Amar Campa Najjar, the grandson of a Muslim terrorist, has advanced to California's 50th congressional district, their general election, after winning the March 3rd primary. Now, he's going to face Republican Daryl Issa. Now, Amar is the grandson of a mastermind of the Munich massacre. Amar's grandfather, Mohammed Yusuf Al Najjar, also known as Abu Yusuf, was a member of the Palestinian terrorist group Black September. Now, they're the ones that took 11 Israeli Olympian team members hostage, if you remember that. It was back in 1972. I remember that. I was just a kid and I remember that. Mohammed Yusuf El Najjar, he helped mastermind the terror attack known as the Munich Massacre. Now, Amar, his grandson, referred to his grandfather as a legend. Let that sink in. His mindset, where his mind is at. Because his grandfather planned the massacre of Jews at some place they should have felt safe. It should have been safe. He made him a legend. His grandfather's not the only terrorist connected to Amar. Amar attended the same mosque as three of the terrorists that carried out the September 11 terror attacks. In 2012, Amar served as deputy regional field director for Obama's re-election campaign. After the election, he worked in the Obama administration as official at the Labor Department. He was endorsed by Obama during the 2018 election. Amar is still anti-President Trump strongly and has stated that he will be President Trump's worst nightmare if elected to Congress. See, the double standards are hilarious, you have to admit. When the Republicans talked about going against President Obama, when they were running for office, the Dems called him out as, you know, being anti-American, not wanting the president to succeed, just all this garbage. Now when it's flipped around, it's okay. It's a freedom of speech thing. Right? They should drive this point home. They should beat this up till the cows come home. I would. I am. I do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The there's a website out there known as Pink News, strictly for the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community. Now, I was going to do this last week with Xander, because he loves to comment on this stuff. But it's getting stale, so I'm going to talk about it real quick. Poland is the latest country to completely erase the sexuality of the lesbian character in Onward. Now, a lesbian character in Pixar's film Onward has had her sexuality erased in the film's Poland release. The fantasy film introduces a Cyclops cop named Spectre, voiced by Lena Waithe, I guess, who references the same-sex relationship, which she complains that my girlfriend's daughter got me pulling my hair out. Totally quick moment, flies by in the film. But it's enough to get banned in Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, and in the Saudi. Now, while other countries, including Russia, have attempted to erase the moment entirely by deliberately mistranslating the gender of the character's partner, Poland has followed Russia's footsteps with the latter tactic, replacing the phrase girlfriend's daughter with stepdaughter. The change was not lost on people in Poland, many of whom complained about the change after seeing the film. One Facebook user lamented in Poland, and as in Russia, the distributor simply cut this issue and replaced it with another. Here's the thing. If it's not acceptable, right? If they don't want it, why do they have to have it? I go back to saying the same thing all the time. Why keep pushing it on people? Win them over differently. You don't win people over by forcing it on them. And because of that, now this publication has decided, and they've decided, that homophobia is on the rise in Poland. Which is really funny, because when you disagree with something, it doesn't make you phobic of it. It doesn't make you fearful of it. You just don't like it. Really, it's that simple. I don't prefer, cauliflower. I'm not cauliflower phobic. Right? You guys have made that like it's so nasty, so distasteful, so whatever. There are people in the LGBT community that don't like heterosexuality. They think it's weird. Does that make them? Just asking. Show us your host. This is the Real Side. Hey, retired General Major Paul Valley joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to talk a lot about where this thing came from and how the virus is just flying through the planet. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, for being involved, for being engaged, just truly being involved in the conversation. First of all, I hate talking to myself. I'm very boring, whether you know it or not, all right? But I always appreciate the time you spend with me, the emails that you guys send me. So I'm appreciative of the time you spend on the show, but don't just listen. Get involved, get engaged. We have a chat room up on the website. Also, if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And then that way there, you can get involved. I can ask your question. Think about that. You'll actually get it answered. You don't have to ask me 2 days later when the show's over, which is always just crazy. I never did understand that. But one of my favorite guests to have on with me, because I really believe he's one of the few guys that we have on the show that actually has a clue. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. We get our insight of what's going on overseas, going on back east. And, General, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be back with you again.
All right, so you, as far as I'm concerned, you're my go-to guy for all things China, and you know China's been having its fair share of issues. Its economy is taking a nosedive. I don't know where it is right now, but this whole thing coming out of China, the virus, and now I even heard a couple of weeks back the H5N1 virus got loose or something, and it was actually hitting some of its people. Why, first of all, do you know why they're so susceptible to these kind of things? Do you have any clue?
Well, from what they're reporting, this particular virus is three times as infectious as the ordinary flu, though thousands and thousands more die every year from the flu. But it spreads very quickly. And that's what we saw, the overwhelming reach out of Wuhan, China, into Italy, for example, into Europe, into other places, and then, of course, into the United States several weeks ago. But this is absolutely overwhelming, Joe, what's going on. An overreaction in some ways, but it also shows how vulnerable we are and that whatever crisis we have, Joe, we need solid leadership, and that's what we have with the president, because he's put together a great team to come up with what we need to do to, determine, first of all, how we stop the spread of this, and then how we deal with these kinds of viruses in the future and be ready for them.
Isn't it funny how the Democrats went after him, a couple of months back when he banned travel from China, and everybody went crazy, called him, you know, racist, whatever, and now we're finding out that's where it came from, not to mention the travel ban he's put in other places. So, again, he's trying to stop this, he's trying to slow it down, and the Dems are doing nothing but getting in his way and making it tough, if you would, for him to do. Is our military really prepared to handle this kind of thing?
Yeah, the military may be more prepared than any part of our society because they deal with these. We have many infectious disease officers. I happen to know one of the best out here in Montana, who retired Navy captain. But we were able to segregate. We're able to take emergency action at our military hospitals, not only in the United States, but overseas. Very talented nurses and doctors, and they're particularly clued in on infectious diseases. For example, when we send troops, special ops, say, into Africa, there are certain shots you have to get, a lot of preventative medicine. And so our military is very prepared to do this. Of course, now the states are calling out the National Guard to help them in traffic and also in segregating certain parts of the counties out in the country, as I understand it. So military is a very important part of all of this. Anytime we have any kind of a epidemic or any kind of an unrest that's been created now, our military can always be counted to be there.
You know, I was telling people earlier with the conversations I've had with you over the years, I don't believe anything coming out of China. And I know I'm picking on them right now, but I really don't. I feel like they've been taking advantage of us for decades. All right? I mean, when you think about the medication that we need and the medical supplies we need, if they cut them off, we're screwed. Because we've gotten, as you said, alluded to, we've gotten rid of manufacturing. We've gotten rid of our independence. Look, we become oil independent, we become gas independent, but we're still dependent on the Chinese for so many things, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, and thank goodness the president took action to start moving manufacturing back to the United States, and that was very important, and he's been working on that, of course, for the last 2 years, and then the negotiations with China on trade, so... But we have a solid team in place. It's Dr. Fauci. He's probably the best we could ever hope for to be in charge of this at the CDC. The doctors and nurses. Here's the big thing right now is the shutdown of our businesses. I mean, over 100,000 restaurants and food outlets and bars in New York City, for example. And look what you have in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
They're having only takeouts now. You can't go into bars. They've closed them down, restaurants, using just, you know, the takeout services. Look at the waiters and the rest of the people that work in the restaurant business and bars that aren't going to be making anything. We've got to ensure that we can streamline some kind of an income to them until we get over this, because we have a lot of people that are being hurt right now because of this epidemic, and maybe an overreaction to a great degree.
Well, I've had some people write me, you know me and conspiracy stuff, it makes me nuts, but you know, you're looking at San Francisco and many others that are actually locking their people down, locking them into their homes, declaring a state of emergency or what have you, and you can bring in the National Guard when that goes down. Some have suggested that this is a way to get the military or desensitize the military to coming after its own people. Now, you're a military man all your life. Is that even possible?
No. I mean, there are talks now of martial law, and there's so many things happening. And just listen to the president and his team. We've got a good team in there. They're taking us down the right road to solve this particular pandemic, as they call it, and shutting down, people coming into the country. And even the globalists in Europe now are shutting their borders down where they opened them up, remember? They opened all their borders up.
The Greek, UK, Spain, all of them. All of a sudden, they have borders. I love it. I think it's wonderful. It's about time. Even look at Mexico. Right? Mexico's talking about closing its border up. Thank you, President Trump, you know?
Yeah.
God bless.
Well, we're leading the way on this. But going back to China, the Chinese Communist Party is the biggest propaganda machine in the world right now. And they've taken their lessons from the old Russian propaganda because they were great at it.
Hold that thought. We got to go for commercial. They're going to kick us off if I don't go to the commercial when we come back. I want to finish that thought because I want people to understand what's happening. We'll be back in a minute. Retired General, Major General Paul Valley joins me. He's going nowhere. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, no matter where you look, this is something. It's an invisible enemy.
An invisible enemy. That's how President Trump characterizing the coronavirus at the White House briefing. The president outlining a new series of coronavirus guidelines. The two-page list called 15 Days to Slow the Spread. It advises Americans to avoid eating out in restaurants and to avoid social social gatherings with no more than 10 people. The president asked about the potential for restrictions on domestic travel.
Hopefully we won't have to do that, but it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
As for the stock market, the largest sell-off ever on Wall Street in one day, with the Dow down almost 3,000 points on coronavirus fears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. If you're part of the problem, you know what? Just go somewhere else. I don't need the aggravation. I don't want the aggravation. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Sign up for the email blast. We do one a week. That's it. Not a big deal. I don't beat you up over it. I don't make myself crazy over it. But I've asked retired Major General Paul Valley to join me now. General, I always appreciate the time that you're with me, and I mean that sincerely. You also have several organizations that you're affiliated with. Why don't you let people know about them and how they can help you?
Well, we're tied into several that we sponsor. For example, a Turning Point with Charlie Kirk for the young people on over 2,000 campuses. We have the Citizens Commission for National Security, which is our outlet office in Washington. And of course, then we have the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, which I'm the chairman of. So we do a lot in national security, and one of the things hopefully we can do a show fairly soon, we've just written a paper on the threats to America outside of the virus, external and internal threats, that are going to affect the future of the United States and our citizens. So we can do that at a later time.
Yep, and I will send you, I'll send out some of the information on your organizations so people can get involved and get engaged. But I want to get back to what we were talking about, which is something that people, we have so many young people, so many people really don't understand what took place in the Soviet Union and in those days. And China really hasn't turned or swayed much from that, have they?
No, they've even exaggerated, and they've expanded worldwide the whole communist propaganda run by the Chinese Communist Party, and that's why they're controlled so much. Now, I think that what we saw is an unraveling of that now, and that started in Hong Kong. And now, with the Wuhan spread, this is going to change China, hopefully, one way or the other, but we finally realized their expansionary movements, the New Silk Road, for example, across to Pakistan, Afghanistan, up into the Middle East, the old Silk Road initiative. And we see everywhere you go, when I was in Europe last year, there were Chinese everywhere in Paris, and they're all over Africa. And so anything that came out of Wuhan, by the way, which is an 11 million person population city, a lot of people don't know how big Wuhan is. And a lot of things have come out of there as far as travel. But you know what's interesting, Joe? The first country that took the required Well, the decision was made by Russia. They closed their borders immediately. And, of course, Russia has never had open borders. You know, you have to get a visa to go in there. They controlled the population and the crossing into Russia. But they were the first ones down because they bordered China. But Russia's got a handle on it right away. And, of course, you have the situation going on now with more migrants coming from Syria and Turkey into Lesbos and into Greece right now. And the Greeks have had to put up miles and miles of fencing now to control that panic and coming out of the Middle East. So you have that going on, being exacerbated like it was, a year or two ago. So a lot of these things are going on simultaneously, but we have to make sure that, again, we take care of Americans. We close down whatever we have to get in a position where this virus is going to subside and not be so contagious and can't spread itself. So that's what we're working on. I guess Congress just passed a new bill tonight on the coronavirus, which will implement a lot of things as far as payment and trying to create a cash flow into the economy now, particularly for those workers that may be out of work.
Right.
That we just discussed, like in the restaurant business.
But let's move beyond that to a degree, and let's talk about what's going on, like in North Korea and some of those other places where Iran. I mean, we're hearing that the Iran is overrun by this thing. I mean, is there any truth to any of those stories?
Yes, Iran has been. They were the second largest contagion, they weren't prepared for it at all. Just like Italy, and most of the cases in Italy was up north where all the manufacturing is, who worked very closely with a lot of Chinese companies. So they were flying in and out. So whatever came out of Wuhan spread very quickly and spread into the capital cities and manufacturing areas where the Chinese have a big influence right now. So that's what happened in Italy.
Yeah,
And then, of course, Iran's very close with China, as you know, and so there the spread was very vigorous and very, very active early on in that population.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been able to handle it either. They were not prepared for it.
I don't think anybody was. Look, when you talk about the actual numbers, and I realize this is a real virus. I don't want anybody to think I'm like discounting it, if you would. But when you look at the actual numbers, I mean, other than the fact of how fast it's spreading, when you look at the people that recover and the actual amount of people it's killing, it is not the runaway virus, my God, bubonic plague that people, or media, I should say people, that the media has made it out to be. And they're so bent on hanging President Trump that they don't really care how much damage they do. I mean, give me a break. What is the toilet paper thing? I am hooked. I am hung up on this toilet paper thing. Is there something we don't know that it does to your bowel system? I don't get it.
I have no idea how the toilet paper became the biggest issue of a commodity. I mean, there's so many jokes going around about it now. I just don't really, I don't understand it as well. I mean, this is crazy.
Absolutely crazy. I joke I'm going to go back to my old Boston days. I'm going to buy like 10 cartons of this stuff and sell it for $25 a roll. And people would probably pay that for it, you know? It's just craziness. Love it. But nothing has really stopped as far as what's going on in the Middle East and what have you. We still have issues happening there. You've got in Israel right now, I think people are not paying attention. That's why sometimes I think this is a distraction. You know, you've got a problem right now with Israel trying to pull a government together, if you would. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Seriously. And
that's right.
And what's this, a fourth election or something along those lines?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. But one thing, I think you'll see Israel come out with the first really effective vaccine. They're working very hard on it, or very diligently right now,
right,
along with some of the vaccines that we're developing with our health companies and drug companies. So, this is almost unbelievable, overwhelming.
It is.
That this has happened just in 2 or 3 weeks, and all of us are trying to get a handle on it. Trying to figure out why and how, and we don't have all the answers, that's for sure, yet.
But we don't have Look, there's people, and I know I'm going to get slapped for this, but I don't really care. There's people out there that have resiliency. You were taught, my generation was taught, how to work through these things, not to panic. You know what I'm saying? You deal with this stuff as it comes up. I grew up in Boston. I mean, I grew up in the 70s. Remember the Hong Kong flu was wiping people out all over the place. And you learn how to take precautions. Some of the things they tell you to do. I love this stuff, General. Don't sneeze in anybody's direction. Wipe your hands.
Right.
Wash your hands after. These were all things I was taught to do without the coronavirus. So
when I went to Catholic school, we had to wash our hands all the time.
I know,
remember the,
right?
The nuns made us wash down and all of that. Yeah.
No,
well, that's the thing. People that don't have the sense. We got sick on a cruise about a year ago. The second day out, we were on a bus going on an excursion in Mallorca, I think, and there's a couple sitting six seats back of us on this bus tour. And they start hacking and coughing, and my wife, she says, I think something's going to happen here. 2 days later, I got sick. 2 days later, for her, she got sick. We were sick for the next 12 days when we landed in Italy. But that's how people have to be conscious of. If you're sick, stay home.
Right.
Don't mingle. Don't go into crowds.
No.
But you go to places, you hear people in restaurants hacking and coughing, and, it's horrible.
I hear you. I really do. And just the basic niceties that I'm finding that people really just don't know how to do anymore, and to the point of, not sneezing or coughing into the room openly without, coughing your, the crease of your elbow, the back of your hand, I don't know. But it seems like people don't even know those things.
Yeah.
All right, General, where do people find you? Where do they get more information about you, the General?
Well, Chairman of Stand Up America, working on a lot of national security issues for the President, border control, also a new strategy for threats against America from the outside. And you can find those on the standupamericaus.org.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll post all those things about the General when we get back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Mambo Italiano. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And whether you're in the chat room or sending me emails, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can also find a lot of information about the show up there. If you want to be, you want to get text alerts, right? It's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. It's one way that you can, you can just get information about the show as it's happening. A lot of you smack yourself in the head and go, forgot, You don't have to forget, really. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I keep talking about some of the issues we're having in society. I have to do very much with the fact that our kids are so ignorant to the truth, historical truth. And you've allowed all these people on the left to get into the schools, right, to teach your kids, and they are kids, I don't care what you say, they're children. And then you wonder why the kids have misinformation or they're spreading misinformation. It's because you've allowed the left to take over the education system. You allow the liberals to be telling your kids what truth is and what truth isn't. If that doesn't bother you, I don't know. Well, I really don't know what will. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, until you decide that truly what you want to do is you want to educate your kids, you want to check out their education, you want to check out what they're being taught in school, and I mean that. You need to really get down to saying, okay, what did you learn today? Now, I know you can't do that with your college student, but you know as well as I do. At some point in time, you know when something's gone sideways. Unless you're totally brain dead, and you don't know your children at all, and you're not paying attention, you know exactly what your kids are learning, what's changing, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And one of the reasons I bring this up is I was looking at a story that I'm going to do, but I was looking at the story and I'm thinking to myself, how did this happen? Honestly and sincerely, how does it happen? How does it get to the point where you have college kids? Are you listening to me? You've got college kids that want to celebrate Fidel Castro Day. I'm really curious as to how that happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And then, after all this wonderful stuff going on, I mean, I knew that was going to happen to me. After all the, once we get control of the schools again, get control of the education system again, it can change. You can make it change. You can help it change. Now, recently, a group from Campus Reform went on one of our wonderful colleges, and they were in, I guess, Universal Maryland. And they were out on campus, and they were asking the students to sign a petition. You ready for this? To create a national Fidel Castro Day. And I'm amazed at the ignorance of these young people. I shouldn't say that. That's not true. I'm not amazed. I'm concerned. Because when you think about what they're learning and who's teaching it to them, when you think that the left has so much control over our schools, over our education systems, and it's our fault, we've let it happen. Explain to me, and I mean this with all sincerity, explain to me again how they get away with this. How does this happen? Bernie Sanders, in a Sunday night Democratic primary debate, defended his history of praising dictators around the world. He said, I think we condemn authoritarianism, whether it's in China, Russia, Cuba, anyplace else, but to simply say that nothing ever done by any of those administrations had a positive impact on their people would be incorrect. God bless. Given Sanders' remarks defending Fidel Castro and the country's literacy programs, Campus Reform went undercover to see how far the students would go in their support for Castro. Now, here's the fun thing about this. It didn't work. Now, given Sanders' remarks, somebody should have challenged him. Addison Smith and Jessica Custodio, they created a petition calling for a National Fidel Castro Day. They asked students if they were willing to sign it. Smith and Custodio cited Castro's literacy programs and education reforms, referred to him as a religious scholar in their pitch to the students. Many were quick to sign the petition. You know, like, I'm down with it. My God, are you people serious? Are you for real? And they are. They don't really understand what this man did. I mean, they really don't. But these are the same kids that run around with Che Guevara t-shirts on, right? You've seen it. You know what it's like. Let me see if I can pull this up and play it for you. That would be too easy, wouldn't it? Here we go. This is from Campus Reform.
What's up, guys? This is Addison Smith.
And I'm Jessica Custodio.
We're here at the University of Maryland today seeing how many students we can get to sign a petition to have a National Fidel Castro Day. Let's see how it goes.
Hi, do you have a quick moment to sign a petition?
Hey, guys, how are y'all? I'm trying to get a petition signed. I'm with Bernie Sanders Students of America. We're trying to get a petition signed to have a Fidel Castro Day.
I'm trying to declare a National Fidel Castro Day just because, you know, he was a religious scholar. His literacy programs did a lot for the country.
Because of everything he did for, like, education reform and the literacy programs and all that? Would y'all be interested in signing?
Not at all.
Yeah? Weird.
Bernie Sanders is really supporting him and, like, what he did. So I wanted to see students come to sign. To meet a national Fidel Castro.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I'm with the Bernie Sanders Students of America. I'm trying to get a petition signed. Yeah? Easy. No questions asked. You just got it.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
To interrupt you guys. I wanted to see if you'd want to sign a petition.
What is it?
It's actually to have a declaring a National Fidel Castro Day. Just to highlight, you know, his great literacy program.
Why not?
Yeah. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You think we ought to have a, you know, is talk about his great killing program? How many people he threw in prison and for what reasons? Maybe we should put all the numbers out of the political prisoners that he had in there to be tortured. How many people he had shot and killed after he came to power? I'm just asking.
Hello. I'm with the Bernie Sanders Students of America, and we're trying to get a petition signed for Fidel Castro Day, for his literacy programs and everything he did for education reform. Would y'all be willing to sign that?
Okay, I'll
cool.
sign.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can you believe this?
Yeah.
His name or?
Yeah, just name, signature, whatever. Cool. Thanks, guys. So I'm with the Bernie Sanders Students of America. We're trying to get a petition signed for Fidel Castro Day because of his literacy programs, everything he did for education reform. Would you be willing to sign?
Sure.
Cool. Thanks.
That's fucking sick. I'll sign any day, bro.
Fidel Castro gang?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Found it.
Hi. Excuse me. Do you guys have a quick moment to sign?
You know, and again, I'll go back to what I was saying earlier. That when you look at what's being taught in these schools, what they're being told, what these kids are being told, not just about Fidel Castro, but think about all the other animals in society that they're being told were great people. They were freedom fighters. Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, the Castro brothers, Raul Castro was one of the worst. I mean, think about this. Raul Castro was one of the biggest animals known for being a torturer and a killer. And yet, these kids love the Castro. Well, they think they love the Castros. They think they know what the Castros are, what they mean. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time. I know we've got a caller on, but we're coming up on the end. Steve from Arizona, grab you on the other side of the break, so hang in there with me, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Now, look, there's a dozen ways to get the show. There's a dozen ways to listen to the show. I'd rather you listen to it locally, so if your local station doesn't carry it, call them and ask them why not. That's number one. Number two is I want you to hop up on the website. Give me your email address. We only do one email a week. I don't inundate. Or if you want text alerts, another way to do it is to simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.